Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, Soul Shine. Like that? Welcome to episode 3 of Looking for My Give a Fuck, hosted by yours truly, Shirley E. Shepherd. Good morning or afternoon or evening or wherever or whenever you may be listening to this show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the next 30 minutes of me trying to and sharing with you my journey of figuring out how the ego has and at time continues to, lead my world and looking into that. And as this is my third show, I might as well go back a couple of episodes and tell you that this show is built off of, I was inspired by the book, A New Earth Awakening of Your Life's Purpose. I think that's it. Sorry, I'm a little bit, wait, here we go. Okay, The Power of Now. Okay, The Power of Now, It's The New Earth, okay, by Eckhart Tolle. I love this book. I love this man. I love this chapter. No, I am not getting likes and all that so that I can get paid marketing and all that. I don't even believe in the new concept, and that's probably why I'm poor. But honestly, as, again, I'll just quickly state, I have read and been working on read books to, you know, better self and been a part of a lot of different types of meditation, yoga, all these things to seek out change or understanding. And this is the first book that spoke to me, and I'm sharing with whoever wants to hear, or even I really, really encourage everyone to read the book or get it on audio, because it not only tells you what could be going on, but it gives you tools to dig into and to, you know, maybe even look into some things that might not be settling well within you. And the reason this book really, really, really resonated with me is that everyone would tell me, find yourself, find your purpose, look within, your greatness is there or there. I think I said this last week. Okay, so if it's within, can I just kind of like cut myself and ask it to kind of come out? So, because I'm having a hard time finding it, right? But it's all that. For some reason, and maybe it's because the purpose is for the people that are listening who are ready to really work outside of self. How do I say this? You're working outside of self, within yourself at the same time. Sounds complicated. I promise you it's not. Complication. I don't do well with those things anymore. Just too many things. But anyway, so this show is based on some of the learnings. And the reason I like to share this book, because it really does give you tools to try out. I mean, is it, you know, the Holy Grail? I don't even know what that means. But as of right now, we are kind of losing self for a lot of reasons. And it began way before COVID or wherever you want to marker the shift in your whole life, which mine has been a continuum, because I've always been against the grain of my soul and never understood. And that's probably why I was known as a bitch. Probably still known that in several conversations, but that's here nor there. This is really, really about, and I love to read a little bit. If you're looking on Blog Talk Radio, there is a description of the show, which is a part that I took away from the book. And to me, the most important thing I read, and I mean, that really hit me, and I want to share it again, is this book describes how our attachment to the ego creates a dysfunction that leads to anger, jealousy, and unhappiness. Remember? Ego, we all know that, creates dysfunction that leads to anger, jealousy, and unhappiness. And again, I shared this last week. The reason I continued on with this book is because, comma, the next thing it says, and shows readers to how to awaken to a new state of consciousness. The key for me is looking for answers. it could be my legal background, or it could be that I've just been through so much where people will throw great things at you. And a lot of times they mean well. In fact, if you look on my Facebook page, I have so many great quotes and great this and great that. But not until recently, working through this book, did I realize that those are just words. They weren't steps to get me to the next level. Now that I understand how to get to this next level, which is a consciousness of immediate awareness of action, right? I can look at those quotes. In fact, I have a quote this morning. Look, I'm already in afternoon. I can look at the quotes and I can take what I need. Because it's not that these quotes or learnings don't do something beneficial for me or whoever has tried them. That's not the issue. The issue is whatever has been going on inside of me blocks whatever that message may be for me, if that message was for me. Again, I'm going to just go real quick to the major learnings of this book. When we react to something, if we took just a quick second in space and place and consciousness and go, whoa, where did that come from? It's like in a split second. Ooh, do I like that? Why am I saying that? Whoa, hold up before, my mom called me a motor mouse, and I am a motor mouse. But now I definitely put the brakes. So when you say or when you think something, you take a minute and go, whoa, especially on the negative. Even on the positive, okay, because sometimes they're being led by someone else's energies, okay? So you take a minute when something hits you, like, why did I say that? Why, whoa, did I mean that? Whoa, whoa, whoa. You take a minute, you step back, and then you get to analyze where that came from. And you'll find that a lot of your knee-jerk reactions were inside of you before you were born, or I guess when they came together, the egg and the sperm. Okay, you guys know the story. But the bottom line is a lot of us, you know, through our early years, were taught these things. There was something I just saw on Facebook, and then I do have an itinerary for the show, but obviously I always go off script. But I just saw on Facebook, and I'm not one, I don't go to church, and that's okay for me. And I was seeing something on Facebook, and it was a new song that was out, and it was a gospel song. I couldn't hear the music, but the byline was that they were twerking. And then I clicked on to look at the comments. The world's going to hell. That's why God only said 144,000 blah 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 souls. I mean, I just don't want to open and go into that. I don't want to lose my screens I have right now. And the first thing I thought, which was so good, I didn't even judge it. I was just like, well, let me see how this works. You know, again, taking off those blinders, taking off all that stuff. And still, once I reviewed it on my own accord before I looked into the notes, it was just a song. In fact, like I said, I didn't even hear the music, but I was still intrigued with the woman who was beautifully singing and the women behind her that were twerking. I just don't know. I mean, it was just like, wow, really? I mean, is that what we've come to when it comes to dance? That's all I thought about that. I am not into the twerking. I don't know how to do that. I'm into like the slow reggae kind of dance. Okay, another day, another story. So anyway, as I was reading the quotes again, or the statements, we're going to hell, this and that, this and that. And I thought to myself, I bet you that that was instilled based on their going to church, going this, this, and that, which, hey, perfect. I mean, not perfect, but justifiable. But I bet if we took those people who were saying those things instantaneously, negatively, and we broke down their space and place and moment and consciousness, and we lead them to the fact that was from the church, that was from this, that was from that, and we top it off, and we clear away all of their, you know, their motor mouth responses that are triggered based on their perception that was given to them, more than likely, they would probably still have the same response, but just not as quick. Or maybe not the same response at all. Because when you really, really get down to the nitty-gritty and all this stuff. If you look at social media and Instagram, have you noticed everyone wants to be seen on Instagram? Everyone wants to be seen when they do their radio shows. Everyone wants to be seen. My problem with that is our egos are not developed to the point where we can sustain the stigma, the likes, the monies of social media. We become a like, not we, well, I'll just say that because I'll be a part of everything. You become a, your ego is on social media. Your marketing or sponsorship is social media. What happens as you start to get a little older and your body starts to shift, like mine definitely has, and some of those things you used to do on Instagram, you kind of look desperate, maybe. Because our ego, whether it be for money, whether it be for because this is what I believe in myself, it doesn't matter. The mental illness that has sprung up based on ego and self-love is heightened because people don't know who they are. And what's worse is they have this duty, because they put themselves out there with the social media type thing, they have this duty to keep up this facade. Well, if they were to read this book, they'd drop that stuff, they'd get off Instagram for a minute. They find themselves, they do the work, the space and place conscious, and the, you know, they do all that. Now, they may go back on Instagram. And that's the people I want to go back, the ones that are aware of who they are and, you know, where they came from and where those triggers come from. And they're okay if no one likes them. Like right now, I love my show. I don't give two and a half dams if anyone listens, because I will listen. And one day, others will listen. But it has to be for me, even for the betterment, even if it's just one person, which could be my id. Right? Or the ego that's being kind of like calm down, okay? You know, just so what I'm saying is we're all out there playing with this ego, and this ego is ultimately causing us what? Again, because the ego creates the dysfunction that leads to what? Anger, jealousy, unhappiness, which would equal what? Depression, and then maybe substance abuse, just to get out of that pain of unhappiness. We're all familiar with that, where we've been hurt and there's just pain and most people want to get, you know, rid of that. But social media does not help. None of this helps. And the only thing that will help is stopping yourself. Again, this book is about stopping yourself in that space and place of reaction, saying something, acting a certain way, just stopping and going, wait, just take a second, go, where'd this come from? Or even being put on notice that you want to become aware of your actions. You will become aware of them. Then you're like, what do I do with them? Well, you know, step by step, it'll work out. I don't know what you do with them. You read this book and it tells you to kind of analyze and step by step. But the first thing is awareness. So that's the key information for this morning. Now, what I wanted to also say, sorry. Sorry, I have to, my little throat here. I apologize. Last week, it was my second show. And last week, I really had this itinerary. My type A personality kicked in, and I wanted to do this from 11, 10 to 10, you know. And it kind of didn't work out, because someone that I truly honor, love, and respect, her opinion said, it was a good show, but you sounded rushed. And that's one thing I don't want this show to feel like, rushed. Because what I'm saying is so deep, even when it comes out of me, I have to re-listen to the show going, ooh. Damn, that's right, right? I do not want to sound rushed. I hope I'm not sounding rushed today. I will get my constructive criticism. And if I am, then I'm going to extend the show out a little more, okay? Only because I don't want to feel rushed. But when I get in this space, I just have so much to share that it might, you know, might require a few more minutes, maybe 45 minutes. I don't want to take a lot of people's time, because if Instagram is number one, do you really think, and that's like 2-3 minutes of someone showing you something or whatever, do you really think the average person wants to listen to me for 30 minutes or 45 minutes? Of course they do. Oh, that was my ego. Who knows? I just know that whatever I'm trying to share, I do not want to sound rushed. So if there's anyone else, I've sent links out to my friends that want to, friends and family, that feel I'm rushed or talking too fast, please let me know, okay? Because, again, I want this more to be about me conveying to you my journey. I'm learning a little bit more about my about my ego and how to kind of put it aside and live a life without that and to share with others that it can be done. I also have one more announcement to make. It's in reference to the previous show that I was on at 11 o'clock up until about, I think, a month ago. And it was with three other people and was called Google That Streak Shit. I will miss the show. The main partner, Tony Sterling, he became too busy, and he could not continue the responsibility of a show, hour and a half every week. You know, even for 30 minutes, it can be tough to prepare for if we prepare correctly. As such, they have revamped the show where it is now Angie and Robert, and I believe Robert's wife. I don't have her name on top of my head. I apologize. And Tony will, you know, he will present when time permits for him. And the show really focuses more on helping the youth and being a part of, you know, bringing the youth up and getting involved, you know, to better the youth. I think it's called The Unconditional Truth, I believe, and it's at the same time at 11 o'clock. I don't know how long their show is. What I'm saying is this, although the format didn't work for me and things change, please support them. Support all services that are here, you know, shows that are really trying to better our youth, ourselves, or whatever the case may be. So I wish them tremendous success on their show. They're funny, and I even get a chance to listen to it in the archives once in a while. Okay, so that's what happened. I'm no longer with that show. It has been renamed to The Unconditional Truth, and support them when time permits. Okay, now, with that, today's quote, there will always be a quote in this show because it's imperative that you leave with something. I believe in tools. Sorry, I'm a tool girl, right? So today's quote is as follows. You can only lose something that you have, but you cannot lose something that you are. And that is by Mr. Eckhart Tolle. One more time. You can only lose something that you have, but you cannot lose something that you are. I love that for today. I really, really did. And then I was also listening to the book this morning, and it said something. This can be completely misstated, but I like the way I heard it. nothing has anything to do with who you are. Basically, it says the same thing. And a lot of times what we do is we take our tangibilities, I call them, or our tangibles, or things we can touch, young people, and we believe that's who we are. No. That's just nice and we look good on the outside, but we have it, right? We entitled to, sure, I'm not mad, but all the diamonds and all that, I just don't have any. But but we have to keep in mind, is that diamond who you are, or is that diamond what you wear? Who are you without that diamond? If you go into Beverly Hills, they do this a lot when I used to go. Actually, to be perfectly honest, you get better bargains in Beverly Hills than you do in the hood, but I don't know how many people really know that. But a lot of times I'd be in Beverly Hills. Usually I have friends. It's a really good place to have pastries and just look at beautiful stuff. I just, you know, that's just how it is. And you would see people that were all dialed up with their jewelry, with their, you know, with their name brand, this name brand, that. And they felt when they would walk into these Gucci stores or Tiffany's that they were of, they were of, you know, people would kind of like cater to them immediately. Well, I had a friend of mine that I was with, and she's Persian, and we would go in our jeans and, you know, nothing fancy. There would always be something on a rich person that another real rich person would know that person's rich. And it usually ain't no diamond. And if it is a Rolex, it would be an old vintage Rolex. Keep that in mind. So we would go into these stores, and people that really knew money would approach my friend because she was super wealthy. But she didn't have all this glitter and crap. She was just who she was. But I can tell you this. Out of the 20 people that would be in the store, anyone with a diamond or a Gucci or a Bucci or whatever, people would cater to them first. It would be an older person that would look back, survey the room, and come to my friend where she would buy whatever she wanted to buy. I did not have that kind of money, nor did I envy that kind of money, but I did watch. And she even taught me something because we would shop and do so much stuff. I would go to the best restaurants with her. We just had a ball. I could afford food, but not the shopping stuff. But what I realized is the more she bought, the more she did, the more she was able to do anything she wanted, the more she said she had no desire, no purpose, no life. She could just get anything she wanted. If she wanted a business plan, I could do it for her in 20 seconds. If she wanted to fund something, she would just go to the bank and the money was there. She had no form of desire anymore. That's a perfect example of the tangibilities that we think are important. So at the end of the day, we kept having to shop. We kept having to walk. We kept having to do something because she explained to me she was on an opioid. And she had to keep the adrenaline going. She had to create her own adrenaline. And that's a story for another time. But you know, what would happen if she lost everything? I think my friend would probably be okay with it because she had nothing when she had everything. Okay, I'll say that again. If she were to lose all her tangibilities, she would be okay with it because she had nothing when she had that. Let's keep that in mind. Our egos, your social media, your Instagram, your Facebook page, and all that. If it were to go, you know, like they did with COVID, shut that shit down, boom. If they were to push the plug on your platforms, okay, and you had other means to make money. I mean, you know, you just are really heavily involved in social media. If your page where you're dancing and you're showing, if that were to go, boom, who would you be? Instead of being mad, we have the right to be mad if our social media just went dark. But would everything about you be diminished? Do you put everything into a social media? I don't even know if it's even real. Do you put everything you have there? Your likes is your ego. Your dislikes make you sad. I mean, I don't know. It's even to the point now where people are making money in this fantasy land. So, you know, just keep that in mind. If you can separate the two, and whether you get 100 million likes or no likes, it should be the same energy, the same dance moves, whatever you're doing on Instagram. It shouldn't be for someone to say you're okay, because in this world, for everyone that you believe saying you're okay, there's 200 or 300 that are saying you're not, and you're going to believe the last compliment, which is usually going to be a negative one, right? That's here nor there. My mother is yelling for the dog, and I need to yell back. Oh, no, I guess Taz is doing something bad in the back, so my mom's probably going to come and tell me my dog's being bad. Okay. I have one quote what I call an intentional or purposeful motivation quote. I found this on Facebook. And again, I love this quote. I have to say I love it. But more importantly, I'm going to read it the way I can read it now because of the book, because I have tools to kind of decipher and pull out what works best for me at this time. So the quote is as follows. It's by Till Swan. Many people think that being spiritual means being positive, but being spiritual means being conscious and aware. To become conscious is a much different thing than to become positive. To become conscious and aware, we must become authentic. Authenticity includes both positive and negative. Now, when I read this last night, I thought, wow, that's a beautiful quote. I had to read it again. I'm going to do that one more time for you guys, and I'm going to take my time, and I want you guys to really, I call it circular wording, but there is a few things in here that I believe are positive, but most of them are circular. That means it's just going around, and in my opinion, not giving me a tool. not even kind of giving me inspiration. In fact, confusing me. But I'll do it again. Many people think that being spiritual means being positive. But being spiritual means being conscious and aware. I want to stop right there. Being spiritual means being conscious and aware. This, you know, what I'm learning by this book is in order to be conscious and aware, you have to get your ego out of the way, right? So even with this amazing quote, you can't get to consciousness and awareness until you remove the ego. That's why this book is so important. It helps you remove of or become familiar with that ego that is pretty much kind of like causing you not to fully see or become conscious or aware of your actions, right? But this is saying right here, if you're spiritual, now wait a minute. So I'm supposed to be spiritually conscious and aware, but yet I'm doing all this with my ego because at most of us are living, that ego is basically controlling our awareness. And that ego, or however we got to the point of our opinions or immediate reactions or knee-jerk reactions, come from so many different layers of family, of tradition, of your profession. But it says many people think that being spiritual means being positive. But being spiritual means being conscious aware. Again, before you become consciously aware of anything, you have to acknowledge, become friends with, step back, get to know, find consciousness in space of what? The ego. They don't tell you that part in this little thing here, right? To become conscious is a much different thing than to become positive. To become conscious is a much different thing to become, right? So this quote, as I go on, it sounds powerful until you start really breaking it down. Become conscious. To become conscious is much different than to become positive. Those are, it just, come on, man. Before you can get to conscious and awareness, ego, space, all that stuff, and then positive. Wait a minute, you got to get through the ego stage before it becomes a positive of anything, right? And then what is positive? Well, that's something I even have to figure out at days. Okay, to become conscious and aware, we must become authentic. That right there, to me, was probably the most important part of this quote. It was the only thing that made sense. But in order to become authentic, what are you going to do? You got to deal with your ego. You see? So this quote here is a little backwards. It's saying you have to be conscious, aware, and then authentic. And authentic will include both positive and negative. I mean, it just, again, when you put that all together, it sounds so powerful. You read it, you say, okay, great, I'm going to be positive today, and then all of a sudden someone pisses you off, and you're like, okay, I'm pissed. What the hell happened to my positive quote or affirmation that morning? Again, we must be careful when we read these, when you don't have the tools. Now, this is true at some point because it says right there, it's the second one to, it's like the second to the last sentence. It gets lost in circular wording above. It says to be conscious and aware, we must become what? Authentic. And then they don't tell you how to become authentic. It should be a little quote there. Please read this book, right? The Power of Now. But it's, and as you guys can hear, I have 90 seconds. See, I think I might have to extend this show out. We'll try a couple more times out of 30 minutes. Okay, so that's pretty much what I wanted to kind of touch on again today. When you read these quotes, put them in your archives. Get the book, The Power of Now. Understand that it is a complicated concept to figure out what's going on inside of you. Yeah, that gets crazy. But as long as you work on it, it's not that difficult. It's kind of fun. I know I'm kind of weird. It's kind of fun. And I have a lot of stuff to go through, but it's really, really fun. So I hope you guys will join me in my journey and start your own journey. I think I came up with living something. I have a new course that I'll start, which goes hand in hand with this. And it's just about you living and finding your fucking give a fuck. You're living your give a fuck. That's what it's called, living your give a fuck. It's going to be a journal that you can kind of use hand in hand with the show. Okay, you guys. Well, I hope that my constructive criticism will help me get better and better and better so that I can continue to share from my heart. I have passion for this, and I'm excited. And with that, I have 10 seconds, so I must say goodbye. So until next week, I'm signing off and reminding you to make good memories. Okay, everyone, take care.